Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
What do the names Chili, Bandit, Bingo and Bluey mean to you? If you don't have kids, it possibly sounds like a pretentious cheese tasting plate that you'd order in a South Yarra wine bar. If you do have kids, like me, you would know that is the family of dogs that star in the Australian animated juggernaut that is the ABC's very own Bluey, which has conquered the globe, it's dominated the Emmys, and it's just dropped a bunch of new episodes on ABC iView. I know that because my ears are still hurting from my girls' shrieks when they saw it appear on the content options. Daly Pearson is the co-founder at Ludo Studios in Brisbane who brought this show to life. Good morning, Daly.
Oh, how are you going, Raph? Nice to speak to you.
Oh, hang on a second. I'm not Raph. He's a proper journalist. I'm Sammy J.
I just heard a Raph trailer. So naturally I assumed I'm speaking to whoever's following the trailer. I always do that.
That's okay. I'm the warm-up boy for Raph. So Raph sends me in the mornings.
I know exactly who you are, Sammy. I even knew who I was talking to. My brain was just on autopilot.
Daly, you no doubt have had a massive 24 hours. I will forgive you if you agree to cut me into 3% of global profits for this series of Bluey.
All right, for that, like, I have a real problem with public shaming, so I agree.
Done. I'll get that in writing. Man, I am such a fan, of course, of the show, not just as a parent,
nice.
but as a human, and congrats on these episodes. How long have these been in the works? Because we know animation is not something you can just, you know, push out in a day.
No, and it's good being in Brisbane because you get to be a bit quiet about it. So, like, the show, Joe's the creator, he's a brilliant guy, and we have about 50 or 60 animators at the studio in Brisbane. And I think, you know, I think the show's been around, we've been making it, but in terms of this season, it takes about 4 months an episode, but they do it. There's four teams doing it parallelly. That's not a word, but I think you'll understand what I mean. there's four teams doing it side by side, about 4 months an episode, usually. Well, no, not usually. Every day to the dot, 4 months an episode.
And I got to say, like, despite the beautiful animation and the voice work and all that, surely most of that time is spent on the storylines. Because these are, and I think this speaks to the success of the show, and I'm not trying to, urinate in your pocket here, but the themes are real-world ones that parents and families go through, and it just seems like so much thought and real-world experience has gone into it.
Well, I think so much of that does come from, definitely the making, but definitely from Joe. Like, it is his experience of a dad. He's a dad of two daughters in a family. And then Charlie, who's also a producer at the studio, co-founded Ludo with me. He's a dad of two daughters. And Dave McCormack, who is dad, also dad of two daughters. And it just seemed to come out very authentically. I think they were living it. So it was impossible not to. And I think they soon found out that nobody's that unique. Everybody does experience the same thing, which is quite a lovely thing as well, I think.
I'm chatting to Daly Pearson, executive producer of Bluey. Daly, we all know that kids are the harshest audience. I'm being told something, and I'm going to do this despite my heart rate increasing. I think we might have some young reviewers on the line. Good morning. Oh, are you there? Right.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Heidi.
Oh, hello, Heidi. Nice to speak to you.
Hello, darling. How are you going?
Good.
Would you like to do a review of the latest Bluey episode for the executive producer of Bluey?
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. Thank you.
My favourite episode was probably Ice Cream because Bingo pushed Bluey's tongue in to make sure she got a good-sized lick instead of having a ginormous one, which was just like us.
That's one of my favourite episodes as well. And did you like I Found? That's very great review. You should listen to the music. It's actually, the music is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So the composer stole that music, but it suits the episode beautifully. And it's so lovely to hear you like it. And it's so funny to hear you like Bluey and Bingo. That's very funny to hear.
Hey, darling, are you all dressed for school yet?
No.
When are you going to get dressed?
You don't have to go today, I heard. You're all good. You're all good.
thank you very much. I'll see you at pickup, okay?
Thank you so much, Heidi. Really nice to meet you, Heidi. Thank you very much.
That was... That's the first time I call her, 8-year-old Heidi, and a massive fan of yours, darling.
Oh, she was very lovely. Thanks very much. I love it. It's so cool. I mean, it's nice. It's great that adults like it, but the thing we're always surprised by, we have, like, test screenings at the studio every Friday while we're making it. We just have family of the crew in, and it's always the kids. Everyone just watches them throughout the screening to see what they're laughing at and what they're reacting to. It's great that the adults like it, but we really do love seeing the kids react as well.
I want to shout out the episode that I just watched of the new series in particular was Granddad, which is dealing with genuine grandparent issues of grandparents, you know, being either too involved or too active for them. You know, again, you've hit a whole generational question that is real world. Do you see yourself as a quasi-therapist for Australian families out there now that people are relying on the show?
I think it's a nice feeling that, you know, if Joe coming from Rockhampton, if us from Brisbane are able to create something that everyone seems to feel the same about. I think it's a nice feeling that we're not so different after all at the end of all those films that they say. It is a really nice feeling that hopefully bringing people together. It's just the best thing about it is hearing that people get to watch it during a pretty tough time at the moment, getting locked down. I hope they're not getting too sick of it, but it's a lovely feeling that people have got through with it.
No, well, you have literally, and I say this hand on heart, have helped so many people get through this period, you and your wonderful team, Daly. I've had a think throughout our chat. I've decided I'm not going to take the profits, but I will just plead for a voice cameo, even just one line in a future episode. How about that?
I love your stuff. I would love to do that. I feel so bad. You have no, this is going to haunt.
No, good. And I'm going to take that guilt and I'm going to force it all the way into a cameo. Do we have a deal?
No. Yeah, you have a deal. Okay. You have a deal.
Look, this is showbiz, a mad hustle just on radio.
It's showbiz, baby. Hey. That's how you get it made.
bless you, Daly. All the best to you and your team, and congratulations again on just a beautiful series.
Oh, thank you so much, Sammy. I love your stuff too. Thanks so
cheers,
much for the
bud.
Chat.
Cheers. Daly Pearson there, executive producer of Bluey, along with a cameo from my daughter. Oh, I will say this, hand on heart, we get a lot of requests from ABC to say, hey, would you feature this show? I normally say no to them because, you know, no one likes filthy cross-promotion. Bluey, it is so easy to promote that show. If you haven't checked it out, just do so. It's gorgeous.